Hey guys, welcome to Race It Roll Arc 2. This is me, Dylan. Please go like our Facebook page and share the show with all your friends. That's pretty much the best advertisement we get, is your word of mouth. So without further ado, welcome to Race It Roll Project Nova Arc 2.
Welcome to Ready Set Roll Project Nova Arc 2. Starring Craig as your DM, Dylan as Kurtz, Anthony as Zilla, and Daniel as Balric Hendrickson. Now, on with the show.
Alright, story time. Dylan, you were wanting to know about the recap.
Yeah, right? Nobody's telling me shit.
So, let's have Daniel do the recap.
What the fuck?
Well,
what the fuck? What?
Shit.
Yeah, sure. So last time we, managed to win a spaceship battle.
No, that wasn't the last episode.
Fuck, what was the last episode? You gotta help me, Craig.
The last episode that. I mean, you can talk like regular.
I haven't listened to the latest episode.
You don't listen to any of the other episodes.
Fuck you.
The last episode started with you guys being on Orion.
Oh.
Right. All right, so yeah, last time on the show, that we all had character development moments.
I remember that now.
Kurtz hurt the feelings of his longtime friends of Desmond and Delmont by not remembering who they were and made Desmond cry, I'm sure.
That's everyday in life for Kurtz and Desmond.
Yeah, but it was a more hurtful...
Delmont was different.
It was a much more hurtful experience for Desmond because it's like, oh, you're not joking with me. You actually forgot who I was.
He's not the only one who forgot who he was. Zilla also forgot who Desmond was.
Yeah. Well,
that was just Zilla being Zilla.
Zilla got into a conversation with Dr. Dean and got hit with drugs. Some sort of performance enhancer. We don't fucking know what he got hit with.
He gotta stop going to Dr. Dean alone. He gotta start bringing a buddy with him from now on.
Literally needs a buddy system to not get fucked over.
He just keeps getting shot up with stuff every time he goes there.
I love how I was like, he's in like a back alley. Everybody thinks he's like a drug addict, so they're just like, well, I'm concerned for his well-being, but I don't want to touch him.
Valeric had a conversation with Commander Wilcox, Commander Abernathy.
Wait, it's Wilcox, right? No, Wilcox.
Wilcox.
Oh.
Yeah.
I said Wilcox.
And Dr. Dean. Each conversation having various importance. With Wilcox, it was just reporting in what happened, what potentially could be happening. Told Abernathy everything except about the drive that the ship they currently have has the warp drive capabilities. And with Dean, he gave him some various like medicine data and stuff. That's it. Nothing more important than that. Totally not genocidal materials or anything like that.
What?
What? And we all had an intervention with Captain Knox before we reinstated him as captain of the Penetrator.
Which I want to say this. You all have came up with the what is it called? The canon that Knox is in his room drinking fucking Wild Turkey and trying to like playing Russian roulette. I didn't come up with that. You all came up with that shit. And then you all had an intervention about something that you all came up with.
You gotta get your imaginary interventions out of the way.
This is a collaborative storytelling. You know what I mean?
I just built the frame of the house. You all are putting the rest of the house together.
You're not in control here, Craig.
That's damn right. You can't control this.
And don't think I missed anything on that.
No. This is another episode that we're going to play without Anthony. He might show up at some point, but he is running behind. So if you don't hear him, don't worry.
Don't worry. He hasn't been kicked out of the show yet. I think.
All right. So today we are going to continue on Orion. Sprocket is still decrypting metadata. Her and her crew, which her crew is more or less afraid of Sprocket, so they just kind of do what she says in hopes that she doesn't hurt them in some way.
Especially now that she has a giant velociraptor mech.
Yes, especially now that she has a giant velociraptor mech. They are trying to make the penetrator more humanoid friendly. What would you all be doing in this time? It's going to be like about like a week or so.
Valric honestly wanted to put together a meeting real quick with the crew. Just the main crew, not any outsider interference, because a very important discussion needs to be had about the future of the ship, outside of just Captain Knox being captain again.
All right. Who would you consider being the main crew?
Knox. Well, the main concerns, I guess, would be Knox, Sprocket, Kurtz, Zilla. Let me think of one more.
Jesse Jameson?
Yeah, Jesse and Jameson, since they're the engineers. Other than that, the other people, Roger. I don't think we need to...
Or is he just muscle?
He's just muscle. He's...
Well, when you get on the ship, it's not just like, okay, I'm here and then until, like, the fucking drop pod's ready. You know what I mean? Like, you have your jobs on the ship. Yeah. So, you know, like, Drogic, it helps out with, like, munitions and
loading
shit like that. Yeah, stuff like that. They all have jobs.
See, with Drogic around, we didn't have to pay for the power loader. But yeah, the main conversation, Valric just really wants to have those people in here into the conversation.
Okay, well. All right, Valric, what'd you call us in here for?
I've called this meeting together for very specific reasons. The discussion of the ship's experimental warp drive technology. Now, obviously, this is a very important function of this ship, and its knowledge and potential uses are insurmountable. However, we need to set some guidelines.
Like?
Say we're in the middle of nowhere space and somebody gets a hankering for a certain food item that they can only get at one diner. We're not going to use the damn warp drive to get a hippogriff burger on drive-thru.
Valric, you can't constrain me, okay? I love these hippogriff burgers.
I wasn't talking about you, Sprocket. Wait, dude.
We were talking about not.
You haven't.
Oh. I'm a peacock. I deserve to fly.
Damn it, Sprocket. You can't chain me down.
Or potentially typing in random coordinates to go into the deepest reaches of space where we may not be able to get back. Sprocket.
All right, now, hang on. If I want to do that, that's my right to do that.
Okay, what the fuck?
I feel like you guys are...
fucking with me.
Fucking with Valric. No, I'm confused.
And then they give each other high fives.
More confused than normal.
I'm just saying we can't be taking joyrides with this sort of tech. Especially because we don't know if it could malfunction if we're not careful. Or if we abuse the power.
Well, about you, Sprocket, do you know anything? Like, do you basically know how this ship runs? Do you know about that warp drive? Like, do you know how that works?
So, the warp drive is, like, I don't know a whole lot about it, but I was able to, like, decrypt some of the Draugr tech, and as far as I can tell, it's kind of on, like, a recharge. Like, we're overclocking the engines, and that's creating, like, this type of energy. And instead of the exhaust being in the back, it's in the front, and so that's what's like, causing the wormhole, and we're going through the wormhole.
So is it, like, super unstable then?
The exhaust is, yes.
Okay, well,
That's why whenever we used it, it shot that green crackling shit out the front, and we just kind of went through it. Game mechanics wise, the as soon as you can use the warp while you're in space combat.
Oh, we just bounce.
Okay.
We just got
to
be.
Now, hang on. Now, if you want to use it again, it's going to be on a recharge. So it's going to go up in 10% increments. So you roll a D100 on a 10 or lower, you get your warp back. Then it goes up next round. So 20, 30, 40, 50, you have a 50% chance of getting it. You get what I'm saying?
Well, we should hopefully only have to use it once.
Yeah, like in a get out of jail free card. But, I mean, if you're in a precarious situation and you got people in front of you and people behind you and you're trying to, you know, get the a better maneuverability spot on them, you could warp, boom, you're in that spot.
Oh, that's helpful. Also, nobody knows we have this. And I mean nobody.
Yeah, not. Yeah.
Hang on, so you didn't snitch to Abernathy or nothing? That's very uncharacteristic of you.
I left out some information.
What's making you have this change of heart? Normally, you're a pretty good holster for something, if you know what I mean.
Are y'all banging or something?
Who's you all?
You and Knots?
No. That's what it sounded like. We ain't banging.
Sound like some like
and more like undertone him like. And more like him and Abernathy are banging.
Oh, I can see that.
I don't know. There's something about this ship I'd prefer not letting this information get into the hands of the entire universe. You know what I'm saying? Especially since we are technically the IHOP now. Good God. That means everyone in the galaxy would want a piece of this.
Let's just say, theoretically, somebody may or may not have told, say, their mentor or father figure they've known for years. That would be okay, right? I'm not saying nobody did that. I didn't do that. I didn't do that.
That's totally okay. What was that man's name again?
What man?
Your mentor. Was it?
Performance? Would this be performance? It'd persuasion? Be
deception?
Deception.
Desmond? Was that his name?
Oh, shit. 24. I was just wondering if that would be chill if that were to happen. Just in case, I'm speaking for everybody, just so we all know as a collective.
Are they somebody who is on this ship?
Or what do you mean, are they? I'm just saying.
Somebody who has seen this in action.
Speaking for the group. If somebody did tell somebody, you could totally trust that person to not... I told Delmont. Delmont knows. I told
Delmont. Is he good at keeping secrets?
Yeah, he's good at keeping secrets.
Okay.
Knox is kind of like snickering.
I just could not say that. Delmont knows. I was really freaked out when he got back the other day, and I just kind of let him have it, which is bad because at that point, I didn't know who he was, so maybe... That shows a little bit about who I am.
You don't know or remember if he's good at keeping secrets.
I remember. He's good. I rolled another deception. Oh, another 18. 24. Sick.
No.
He's great at keeping secrets.
If he's capable of keeping secrets, we don't have to...
I didn't tell that little kid, though. Desmond.
Ejected him out of the airlock.
Oh, God, I killed him?
What? No.
So I ejected him out of the airlock. Sounds like I ejected him into space.
Who are these D names? Why do you have so many people that have names beginning with D?
I don't know. I mean, there's just two. I mean, you guys' name will be entered D.
You know that, right? There used to be three.
What?
Don't you remember DeMarcus?
Oh, yeah. He died a long time ago, though. I already forgot about him.
Died at the start of the adventure.
He died in the first episode.
Well, as long as we all understand that... What happens on the ship stays on the ship. We don't go informing people that we have a warp drive that can
be... So we should have named the ship New Vegas.
Okay. I like the
Penetrator. You know, I played one of those games before. It was pretty fun. Real there's about retro. About a post-apocalyptic
situation. Oh, during this meeting, Kurtz had a shirt on that said Penetrator on it, by the way. I don't know. I had them made for everybody.
Team Penetrator?
Yeah.
Yeah. Team Penetrator.
But yeah, that's all Valerik wanted to...
So, as you guys are having this meeting, the door opens up.
Members only.
Everybody points their guns at the door.
And it's Dr. D. Hermes.
Hermes, you're in the wrong room, Hermes. Dr. Dean. Get out of here.
Sorry, nobody has herpes in this
room. No, not herpes, you idiot. I'm talking to you, Hermes.
What?
Code names, yada yada. Yeah. Yeah. What is it?
And he throws something at you. Give me a dexterity
check. Motherfucker! 14.
Okay, you catch it. He's like, so I looked at the thing you gave me.
Mm-hmm.
And,
Did he throw me a sample or data?
It's like a sample.
Okay.
It's like a small vial. And he goes, so the stuff you gave me is really, really, volatile. Mm-hmm. This won't cure said thing, but it will stop it, if you get what I'm saying. I'm still working on the thing you asked, but this is kind of a cure, per se.
Is Zilla in the room with us? Is Zilla in the room with us?
Yeah, but he's, like, really groggy. Okay. It's like he'd been drinking all night long.
You said it's been, like, a week later, so that's why I didn't know.
Ugh. As he's just cracking back beers and... I'm still...
He's, like, real sweaty and, like, feverish.
Yeah. It's not stopping, man. Valerik is going to, does this look like it could be applied to a weapon or could be, like, shot from a gun or anything like that? Or is it just, like, a container vial?
It's just a vial of, like, a liquid.
Okay.
So.
Because what I was thinking is I could do is, like, insert it into one of my arm, like, my arm with the blade.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of, like, covering it with.
Basically, do you understand what he's, like, implying?
It's explosive?
No. He's saying that it is, you know how Willow's arm, it uh-huh. keeps, like, encroaching every time she, like, cuts it off. It won't get rid of it, but it will stop it from moving.
Oh, okay. So I need, like, a medical injector.
Yeah.
That's my left arm.
There is enough of that for, like, two applications.
Is how long does stop mean, like,
Like, it will...
Do you have a timetable on how long this would hold its progress?
Well, everything's all theoretical, so it should be, you know, good forever, as long as there is no new growing, you know what I mean? Like, as long as she doesn't, or he or it doesn't try to regrow in the progress, it will remain where it is.
Dangerous side effects?
Well, there's always side effects to everything, my friend. We'll just have to... I haven't had any test subjects, so I wouldn't know. And he's like, if you know anyone, please send them my way.
Slowly looks at Zilla as he's...
That's not entirely who he's
I know.
Talking about.
Well, thank you for the update, Dr. Team.
Now get the fuck out of here.
He's gone.
Okay.
Leave!
But I want to be in the meeting and with the cool kids. And shut the door on his face.
Alright.
Is there anything you all want to discuss?
In the meeting?
Or? Yeah. I mean, while everybody's still here.
No, I think I'm good.
I think I'm also good.
Like, I'm trying to get, like, personal moments between people, so.
God damn it, you dirty words. I actually wanted to talk to... I actually had something to Delmont I wanted to do.
All right.
I don't got much to talk to Kurtz about.
Well, Sprocket speaks up.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
She's like, okay, so, and she looks over, and there's, like, Ronnie wheels in, like, a whiteboard.
Hey, Ronnie.
And you, as you're looking at Ronnie, he's, like, in a lab coat.
Oh, that she good, draped buddy. Over him,
and you look back at her, and she has a lab coat that she didn't have on earlier.
Wait, what?
What are you,
and then her T-Rex
is on. Dog is currently spreading cream cheese on a bagel.
Oh, I was trying to figure out what the fuck.
It has a cup of coffee next to it.
This is an audio podcast. You're over here.
I mean, I could make the noise just...
Well, you're not even saying that I'm making a bagel. Like, these people don't know that you're doing these things.
It was like this box was in my way, and I didn't see what you were doing.
It was honestly just to be for fuckery. I wasn't actually doing it for the podcast.
So, anyway, she's like, okay, so... a few bullet points.
I want a lab coat.
And you look down... And you're, like, in a lab coat, and you're like, what the fuck?
Nice. All right.
And she's like, few bullet points. Okay, so I was tracking metadata on the other Draugr ships, and it seems as though they're all headed towards a single location within the next couple weeks.
Oh.
And she points at the first bullet point, and it says, Selene. Give me history or nature.
Neither are my strong suits.
Does this pertain to any particular knowledge basis? Like Draugr or no?
None that you're...
Just a flat...
Ermite? Mm-hmm.
11.
Not another. So just a flat roll. Here we go. Ooh. It's an 18.
So, I'm not... That name sounds kind of familiar to you, Dylan, but...
Yeah, or Kurtz, a lot of names sound familiar.
Yeah, exactly. It all blends in. Dan, for you, Selene is the Ermite home planet.
I'm thinking of the singer over here.
Yeah, are we thinking... is it spelled like Celine Dion or Saline? It's or
whatever. I can't spell Dan. Come on. Yeah, you're asking a person how to...
Jolene?
Very Jolene.
Well.
Not Jolene, Selene.
Yeah,
Selene.
Selene.
There we go.
So they're all going to this sector. Even the big ships. So I'm assuming that they have something big planned, but I'm not sure. Another data point, and she points down to the next bullet point.
How long is her like pointer? It's got to be a long,
super
pointer,
long. Like, it's kind of like, have you ever pulled out a measuring tape, and it's like almost like it gets to the point where it's like really long and bending.
Imagine it's like as long as one of those fishing poles you like deep sea fishing on. They're like 10 feet long, basically.
Why wouldn't she have a laser pointer?
No talking!
Slaps you with it. You're five rows back, and she just whips you across the face.
No interrupting.
It's got razor blades on the tip.
Oh, Jesus. God damn. You're actually a little bit more clean shaven than you were before. You know, and she points to the next one, and it says, the singularity. She goes, there's an awful lot of data on here about something called the singularity. And how it seems like all of the data that I've been mining is headed towards this one event, kind of like an event horizon type of situation. I'm not quite sure what this all means, what the singularity is, but it seems as though we are building up to a major event. As far as I can tell, this major event might happen on Selene.
Like the death of a star or something?
I'm not quite sure.
You think it has anything to do with that big ass mega gun thing? Shooting energy into I don't know.
Like that's
do you know
what
this one place is? This one place is, what would you say it? Selene? Do you know what Selene is? Is that what you just said?
Selene is the Ermite home planet. It's where all Ermite come from.
Yeah, so Ermine homeworld, potentially the spot of a singularity, which you're saying you don't know what the singularity is.
Yeah, I mean, there's like hundreds of data points, but they're all encrypted, and every time I go to try to break the encryption, it changes.
Maybe it's being passed around by all the Ratchets.
Oh, Ratchet asses.
I hate that bitch so much. You have no idea how much I hate that bitch.
So, what, Ratchet's bringing all the Draugr to the Ermite planet?
Is I don't think all the Draugr, just...
She's bringing every ship that they have there.
Yeah, she said she's bringing all the... So, like, what I'm thinking is the Draugr are either protecting something or they're about to fuck something up. Or, like, why would she need all the Draugr? Or she just... I don't know if
this is, like, a full-scale invasion or what.
Do we know what's going on the home Ermite planet? Like, do we know?
No,
like...
it's very isolated. No people other than Ermites are allowed there.
I wonder if that's where she's been the whole time then.
Oh, fuck. Craig, by the way, it's not Willow's picking a new spell. It's all prepared spells. Mm-hmm. So she can pick and choose.
She can pick whatever spell she wants.
Every day.
Sending. Or commune.
Yeah. Are you wanting her to commune?
Because Willow is a Ermite. She can commune with her mother tree. What about Willow? She could get in touch with her mother.
Well, I didn't know if you wanted to bring her into the inner sanctum. Yeah. You're so keen on, we gotta keep a close circle.
I'm still pissed we let Dr. Dean because
she wouldn't understand. Dr. Dean just kind of walks on in on his own.
We need to lock that door. I don't want Dr. Dean coming in here again.
I thought he was going to leave. I didn't bring Willow into the conference room because she wouldn't understand the technology. Well, who's the ship AI? We still calling it Oracle? Or has it got a new name now?
And she goes and slaps the board really hard and you hear whack! And she's like, third bullet point.
Oh, sorry.
Everybody, say on three. One, two, and then you look over and she's got like a fucking lever that you've never seen there before, and she flips it down and you hear and say hello to Oracle.
Hey, Oracle.
Hello, Kurtz. Nice to meet you.
Hey, she survived.
Wait, nice to meet you. Oh no. She's been completely rebooted. Does she remember Nox?
Of course I remember Captain Nox.
Okay. I'm not bringing myself into the conversation.
Do you remember Valric?
Valric, yes. He has been part of the secret services in the IPA for a very long time, now known as IHOP. He was in Project Pantheon.
There you go.
Yeah, he was in Project Pantheon.
Oh, okay.
Along with others. His code name was Hermes. He is also a giant douche.
Oh, whoa. I guess it is AI. I guess it's whatever.
I get the feeling this is information everybody already knew, so.
Well, I didn't really ask for his background. I was just... You can
give
Wait, why
do you have those files?
It seemed like you were just calling out Valerie.
You just see Sprocket. She's over kind of like twiddling her hands. She goes, I kind of did some upgrades. Kind of broke into the IHOP database. And she's kind of connected.
Don't say anything else. I'm not hearing any of this. This is none of my concern. Oh, God.
She kind of has super intelligence now.
Is that why she called him a douche?
Possibly turn on us and kill us all. But
what?
Don't worry about that last
She has
part.
Her own opinions. And it's the last
it's
thing.
It's a risk we have to take, okay?
Did we?
Is there a fourth bullet point? As Valric's looking up the board, how many more bullet points she got up there?
It's like weird. You can't see him until she hits the board.
It's all written in invisible ink until she smacks and activates it.
That's the trigger to like reveal it.
Oh shit! Well, she smacks the board one last time and it says, "Whapap."
It says "whapap."
Whapap. Whapap. We have to break for an ad.
Oh yeah, damn it.
Unfortunately, Anthony isn't here, so we don't get our Viagra sponsorship.
Well, you just threw it in there. You literally just said, we don't get our Viagra. I was trying to go one episode where we didn't mention Viagra.
Well, if he didn't say it, I was going to say something. I was thinking of something clever. Yeah, I was trying to think of something.
You cannot accept the little blue pills.
So fuck you, Craig.
It's within all of us, the little blue pills.
It's within all of us. It can be in within you next.
Viagra.
Hey, what's up, everyone? It's your man, Dan, here to tell you about another wonderful deal from Amazon. This week, we're looking at the core rulebook set for Dungeons & Dragons. Say you've been interested, you bought the starter set, or you played a game with somebody, but now you're wanting to get in your own game started up. Well, you need books for that. The core rulebook set comes with your player's handbook, the monster manual, and the Dungeon Master's Guide to help you get right into creating your own world. With this bundle comes those three books, as well as a DM screen for free. And instead of wasting your time searching through the entirety of Amazon, you can just click the link in our show notes, bring you right directly to it so you don't have to waste all that hassle and time. And it also gives us a little kickback, if you know what I mean. Money. It's money. We need money. Also, while you're getting this core rulebook set, why don't you go ahead and get Amazon Prime as well? With it, you get free 2-day shipping, as well as Twitch Prime and Amazon streaming. And you might want to use that Twitch Prime on I Am Regular Joe and the Intel Anchor. Anyway, I've taken up enough of your time. Back to the episode.
Okay, we're back. So, we just got done, or we're in either in the middle of the meeting or whatever, and she goes, so I guess, Sprocket is the she. She goes, I guess this concludes my TED Talk.
Oh. Wait, who's running this meeting?
I brought the meeting together, but then Sprocket hijacked it.
Okay. So.
Seems to be, I don't know, a trait of hers, maybe
no,
something.
No, Rick, don't say the stuff. And she's all blushing, like, you know, like getting all, like, cute. Like, Val, Rick, stop.
And his head, he's like, she is a danger to us all, and she could kill us in her sleep.
Yeah, she's like,
she can come through the vents. That is scary.
You like that orphan that tried to murder because she's really like a 30-year-old.
Oh, the orphan movie? Yeah.
It's like fucking Chucky.
Yeah, that, like, really happened, like, recently.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I, like, the past, like, few weeks, that actually happened.
An orphan killed?
These people adopted somebody, but it was really just, like, a little, like, person that, like, looks like, yeah, that tried
like
to fucking kill
him. Like the movie Orphan.
Yeah, like the
movie.
Yeah, like, it actually happened a few weeks ago.
That's fucking...
It's terrifying.
That's terrifying, but that's amazing at the same time. Like, I'm so fascinated by that.
How the hell could you not tell that was a little person?
She adopted him from an agency.
Like, that's crazy.
That's what the story said. Yeah. Hope I'm not, like, completely lying. But yeah,
I feel like
said.
You could tell if... I feel like you could tell if a person was a midget or a little person. Not a
Wait,
kid.
Wait, what's the difference? hold on.
Oh, that's not that. Shit.
Yeah, it blew my fucking mind, too.
So. Oracle, yeah. Could you get Willow in here?
Yes, Valric. I will send her down this way.
Make sure to give her good directions. It's a new ship. She probably just got used to the old one, and now she's in a new one.
You hear, like, down the on the intercom, like, way far away. To the right. Now left. Go up the stairs. In 500 feet, turn left.
My GPS.
Hopefully the GPS is updated, otherwise she's going off a cliff.
And she's like, how do I open this door? How do I open the door? And you hear, just get a little bit closer. How do I open the door? Open sesame. Alakazam.
I fucking opened the door from the other side. Like, Jesus Christ.
And you see her, she's like, got like, magic hands out, like, got it.
There's vines all over the goddamn place. What? What's going on?
Oh, Kurtz, thank you so kind.
Tripping, falling.
The snakes on the plane.
I don't like it.
I'm tired of these motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking plane.
Get out of my memories!
That is a spell I wish was in 5th edition.
What, snakes on a plane?
No, sticks to snakes.
Oh.
It's literally a spell where you have a bundle of sticks, and you throw it, and it makes a bunch of poisonous snakes.
That'd be awesome.
I thought you were talking about snakes on a plane. I was like, that's a spell? Like, what
the? Trigger the spell, snakes on a spaceship.
Oh my god!
It not only conjures the snakes, but it also conjures an angry black man. He says he's tired of these snakes on this spaceship.
I want all these motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking spaceship.
All right, so she walks in. Hey, Valrick, you, Oracle told me that you were looking for me.
Yes. Currently we are in a small situation, and we need you to get in contact with, the mother.
I'm sorry, why do I need to get in contact with the mother?
Situations have, if you look at the bullet point list on the whiteboard there, you can
Sprocket, tap the board a couple times.
Yeah, we need the words back up.
There we go.
We have Selene, the Ermite homeworld, on this list as potentially being the point of a singularity. Also, the Draugrs are potentially going to invade.
Oh, this is terrible news. I do declare.
You came from one of them southern planets, didn't you?
the planets down south.
The south will rise again.
All the trees are like inbred with each other, so they got like blue bark.
Like growing sideways.
Like one limb shorter than the other.
We have
fucking bamboo growing out of it.
What?
We don't have any southern listeners, but we've just guaranteed we're not going to get any, ever.
You hear them goddamn sons of bitches on that show?
We're technically southerners. Not deep south. We're close to Kentucky.
There's been many a times where I've been playing online and I've been made fun of for...
southern accent.
Having an accent. And then also, because I have an accent, I'm apparently... have sex with my family members. That's what they always assume. So, like... I feel like we're south enough.
I went to North Carolina one time, and this hot chick was like, "Your accent is so cute." And I'm like, "I don't have an accent. You're the one that has the accent."
You're an accent.
She's, no,
you're an accent.
I don't have the accent. You got such a cute accent. And I'm like, "Okay, lady." Anyway.
That would annoy me.
So, is there a table? Would you say that there's a table in this room?
It's a conference room. Yeah, I hope so.
Willow gets onto the table and sits Indian style. Crisscross applesauce.
I was like, wait a minute. Whoa.
Crisscross applesauce.
There's a pole in the middle?
Yeah, there's a pole in the middle. She puts her hands on her lap, and you see like all these vines and flowers just start. Yeah. Smack!
Dude, breaks the table in half.
Sprocket's got a boombox and just start playing it. She's my cherry pie.
She like hits Ronnie in the chest.
Jesus Christ. See her vines get on her hair, like flying back, and pollen goes in the air like it's fucking.
Dude, Willow's kind of hot. Gosh.
I just, I know she just sprouted a bunch of vines, but I just sprouted a woody.
Oh.
Hard, so, like an oak tree.
She's. Crisscross applesauce on the table.
Yeah, and she's like, vines and stuff are coming out of her hands, and they're like starting to spread across. They're starting to spread across the this room, and I mean, it's getting very polleny in here.
That's why I sneezed.
And you can see her essence is like. The best way to describe this is, you know how in like Silent Hill, how it's like really foggy and you can barely see?
Yes.
So it's like, it gets, the pollen in here is so thick that you can barely see, except for the only source of light in here is Willow's essence as it grows brighter and brighter as she's trying to commune with the mother.
Wait, Willow's not a cleric. Never mind.
Uh-oh.
She can use sending. There we go.
Yeah, as she tries to use sending to
commune
with her mother.
Because also commune is a fucking fifth level divination spell. Jesus Christ. I thought that was a lower level spell. So yeah, she gets 25 words. The creature hears the message in its mind, recognizes the sender, so it's not like new phone who dis,
mm-hmm.
And answers in a like manner immediately.
Right.
So even a creature with intelligence scores of at least one understand the meaning of your message.
All right. So you hear she's like, we are connected. What would you like me to ask?
Is the mother tree on the home planet?
Oh yeah.
I mean, they're currently surrounded by Jago ships, and I mean, the mother sees through your eyes, or you're part of the mother. Does she know what's been going on recently?
The mother communes with all the elder trees, and she feels the universe through them. So if no one else knows, or none of the other trees know, she does not.
Okay. So like the corrupted trees, would they be, they're not connected to the mother anymore?
She has been feeling loss on a majority of her planets.
What about the one she's on?
The one she's on is still thriving.
I suppose ask either the whoever you can get into contact with this. The Draugrs are surrounding their... You at least need to inform them the Draugrs are attempting to surround their planet.
There's a chance they're in danger.
A chance of them being in danger, and they may be at the point of something of a singularity, potentially.
So, you see her...
Fit that into 25 words, yeah. Please.
Her spark, like, grow, and she says, Mother, it seems you're in danger. The Draugr are on their way. Be prepared for invasion. If need be, we will come to help.
So it ended on we will.
It ended on we will?
Yeah, you got the 25 words at we will.
Damn.
So they didn't get the come to help part.
So. Oh, yeah, I thought it ended at 24 words.
No.
Man, I must have...
Double checking.
No, 25. I thought he ended at 24 words. I must have counted that wrong.
I mean, we can recount it.
Yeah, we can recount it. I don't know. I was trying to count it out as I was going, but...
Words are hard.
Well, words are hard. English.
And then she gets a message back she gets a message back immediately,
or so she doesn't.
That's
the mother tree's dead.
Let's see what the mother says.
So all of these vines, have you seen, like, you know, in springtime, how, you see the blooms on the tree, but they haven't blossomed yet?
Yeah.
As she gets a response back, everything blooms at once. And this room becomes extremely beautiful at in an extremely fast time. But the pollen seems to have finally settled on the ground. And she looks around the room, and especially at you, Valric, because she is connected most with you. And she says, Valric, she understands, and if need be, she will contact me.
Nice.
Perfect. Valeric's just now imagining, like, catapult setups that launch at such orbital speed that it breaks the atmosphere and like starts taking down Draugr ships left and right and shit, like the super mega tree slingshot or something like that. That'd be cool as fuck. Yeah, because fucking Ermites go into space. I wonder how. No, I never thought about that. How do they get into space? And
you don't know how.
Because I got into, because fucking Eldar got into space through a spaceship, but I just gotta remember. It's whatever. So now this room is just full of fucking blossoms, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we have an objective, we have a goal, and we have a scouting mission.
Ronnie's over there.
No, Ronnie.
Like, picking
wait.
Up this.
Ronnie. 1 second.
What?
Willow, you can return to your room now. We,
put the weed trimmer down, Ronnie.
We, have yourself prepared the best you can. I'm sure we're going to be leaving very soon. Thank you so much for your help. Also, I will come to discuss with you later about a potential, cure for what's been happening with you.
Well, if there's anything that you can do to get rid of this plight, I really appreciate it.
But I don't want to underpower you.
She'll retain the power as long as she doesn't get it cut off.
Spoilers?
I try to tell you this with Dean.
Oh, well, I was like, now the risk part goes away. No, I'm just fucking with you. All right, cool.
So as she walks out, Ronnie starts back up.
All right, we're good. She doesn't know how.
Happy life, it. Happy wife. Anything else that we need to discuss in this meeting?
Well, we got bullet points. We have our next objective to, I think, go to Selene.
I'm going to go talk to Delmont after this meeting.
You said a few weeks, correct, Sprocket? That may be the timetable we have.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It doesn't seem like they're there yet, but they are steadily within reason. Like, they're making stops, but they're steadily heading in one specific point, and I've calculated that point to be Selene.
Actually, thought occurs, we may want to hit another Draugr base. Do you have that information from this metadata?
Well,
nice name for it, by the way, metadata. I like that.
Be more specific. Like, what are you looking for?
Bases where the ratchets are.
Well, I'll go look and I'll see what I can find.
Thank you.
Oh,
yeah, and break. We're going to
Delmont. Scene, Delmont.
I'm going to Delmont's room. And I want to be like, hey, Delmont, I have a question. I have a ask, I guess.
What you got, a no-knock policy?
So,
what the fuck? I'm in. You don't knock before you enter a room?
No. I hope he wasn't just beating it in his bedroom, but, So I'm like, hey, Delmont. So I'm still not really remembering you or Desmond. I'm not really remembering much of anything. Is there any way? So I'm an elder now. Is there any way I could, like, commune with? Yeah, it's not the glue. I forgot what the dude's. Or God.
So, what specifically are you asking?
I was asking if I could, like, commune with the dude that we, like, worship or we get our power from to try to, like, see if he could help
so
me.
So, you all don't
all.
Get your power from, like, a specific god. It's like you all have, like, ancient knowledge passed down from different things that give you your power. Like, think of it as. The Tiefling race have been around for a really, really long time, and you all have had really, really high highs, and now you all are at a really, really low low. There was basically an apocalyptic event that happened with the, but there was a rivaling race that you all fostered, and they, you know, ended up turning on you all, essentially.
So whenever I became an elder,
you learned this. Like they keep this stuff a secret, because they don't want people to look into things that they shouldn't, because you all, for lack of a better word or better term, you all sealed these people away. You don't know if they're still there or not, but you tried to starve them out. You know what I mean?
Okay. So, I guess I'll just go to Delmont and be like, Delmont, is there anything you can do to help me? Is there anything you know, any practice you could do? Is there spells? It's killing me not knowing something that I know I do know.
I just don't know if you have amnesia, if you had a concussion. Like, I don't exactly know what happened. I don't know what affected you. I can't say it's going to come back in time. I don't know if you have permanent damage. I don't know what is affecting you, to be completely honest.
Do I remember, like, anything? So, like, when we walked into that place, it's like we walked into an illusion.
Almost. Yes.
Did I feel anything, like, in my, like, did it feel like something was in my head, like, physically, or, like?
Roll a history check.
13.
So, whenever you got hit by that thing, you remember it physically hitting you hard. Like, it really did not, like, hit you really hard. Beyond that, you felt like, inside your mind, because you do things where it, like, psychologically fucks with people, like vicious mockery.
Yeah, like dissonant whispers.
Yeah, and stuff like that. You feel something like that did happen to you. Something actually extracted the memories from you.
Hmm. Damn. So it's not like there's something in there still. It's just like there was something in there.
There was something in there, and it took it from you.
I didn't know. I don't know. Is there any way I could just, like, do some type of research or figure out, is there any way to get memories back?
Delmont thinks about this for a really long time, and he's like, hang on, Kurtz. I might have something that can help. He goes over, and he, like, pulls out a bunch of different, like, trunks, opens one up. And, I mean, it's really dusty in there. It's like he hasn't gone through this shit.
Oh, God, I got asthma, Delmont. Oh, Jesus.
He goes and throws a giant tome that he pulls out of there onto the table in front of you.
Jeez. It's like, a lot of pages.
Yeah. When you're an elder, you have a lot of time to read up on things like this. I know you're new at this, so you haven't really had a lot of time to look into what all the knowledge and ancient teachings that we've had, but this might help you out. If there's anything in there, I'm not entirely sure. Either I can give it to you to read, or I can try to look through it to see if I can find anything.
Do I have time to look through it? Like, what's my, like, after I leave Delmont, are we going somewhere, or are we just, like, going to be on the way to somewhere?
So, unlike the Argos, you all had time because it was like we have 6 to 8 hours before we get to the next warp gate. And then whenever we warp, we go to this place and we have 6 to 8 hours to get to the planet. With the new Draugr ship, you're there instantaneously.
Okay, so I'm not going to have time to read this.
Give or take a few thousand feet.
Yeah.
Well, you got time to read it because Sprocket has to... One, like, we know where Selene is, like, the coordinates and everything. So we can just type that in. What we're looking up right now is potentially another Ratchet base so that we can infiltrate and maybe gain more information about the Singularity, something like that. So you have time because Sprocket's going to take time to gather that info. So, and then we can just, there, we're done.
Yeah.
In there.
Okay, I guess I'm going to take this book to my room.
Okay.
And start going. But just start reading it. I don't know what else to do. I may have to skim through it for a second and then just go back to the beginning and just start reading. But.
Roll an investigation. Yeah, roll investigation.
I'm looking for a way to get this. I don't think it's cocked. 14 plus 6, 20. Yeah, it's not cocked.
So you ravage through this this book. You get to the very close to the end where they start to talk more or less about, you know, hey, we met this culture and they were able to give us this type of knowledge, because that's what your culture was. Yeah. You all would bring the knowledge of the universe to a newer culture. In returns, they would teach you and your race new things that you haven't found out yet. You know what I mean? It'd be like, if it was the opposite, where the Native Americans went from the continental, or the United States, Central America, all the Americas, over to Europe instead of the other way around. Whenever they would get here, they would notice that one thing that they didn't have that the Europeans had are wheels.
Yeah, okay.
You know what I mean? Like, okay, well, we're bringing you corn and agriculture and certain things that we know about. In return, what are you giving us? They would give you the wheels, per se. And it would advance your culture even more. So, later on, whenever it seems as though things got a little bit more desperate, the Anu were actually attacking. One thing that the Anu were really good at was memories. And they taught your civilization how to actually extract memories.
Oh.
Oh no.
Okay.
And afterwards, there's no real way. It was kind of like a mind wipe, if you get what I'm saying. Like, your culture would use it to, like, for interrogation purposes. Like,
extract information.
We would extract information from them, and then
they're just cynical and just fucked up. Or
not only are you taking a dangerous person off the streets and finding out what they know, you can safely put them back on the streets because they don't know that they did those things, and they don't know how they did those things. So they are, for all intents and purposes, a blank slate.
The Anu is what, doing the opposite?
The Anu are who taught you how to do these things.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So, okay. So, after Kurtz reads that, he just kind of sits back in his bed and just starts thinking about all this shit. He's like, I gotta go talk to Delma. And so he's gonna run back to Delma's room. So, is that something Delma wouldn't know then? I guess he didn't tell me that, so I don't know.
It's not like Delmont would know these. Like, so it's just a big book. It's a bunch of books. Like, it's information. Like, okay, I got a while. Today, I'm going to read this chapter from here to here. And then, and you notice that whenever he pulled out that shit, there were tomes and tomes and tomes of knowledge. Like, your people are ancient. There is a vast plethora.
From my knowledge, though, are the Anu extinct?
Yes, they're extinct. They're done, as far as you know.
Kurtz is trying to figure stuff out. Like, he's starting to put some stuff together. But, like, I don't know how I would approach Delmont with the information. Yeah, I'm gonna go knock on Delmont's door.
Yeah, come in.
All right, Delmont.
You see him, and he's, like, zipping up his pants.
Yes, why are you always doing that? Every time. All right, Delmont, I'm kind of freaking out here. I'm kind of freaking out.
Yeah.
I've been reading that book you gave me, that big tome. Crazy, a lot of stuff in it.
How much time has passed, actually?
I would say another day. So
it's a big book.
You're probably skimming through, like, yeah. Speed reading.
Bullshit. Yeah.
Comprehend languages.
Have you read this? Have you looked through this? Do you know
that particular what's in here? That particular book? No, I don't.
So it says the Anu, or the ones that taught the tieflings how to extract memories, or they taught the tieflings how to extract memories for interrogation purposes, and just how to convert people to be a better person.
That makes sense. I mean, they were very good at, I mean, I'm not an expert on the Anu per se, but they were very good at the students, and that would be one way that they could learn.
Okay. They are, everybody thinks they're extinct, but what if they didn't go extinct?
But there's no way that they could come back.
Why not?
That we.
What if some survived and we just didn't know about it?
And you have any idea how many thousands upon thousands, eons have gone by without any event? We've taken care of them.
I mean, the galaxy's a big place.
Nobody even knows what they look like anymore.
Exactly. What I'm saying is, what if they're the ones behind this black ooze bullshit? What if they are the fucking black ooze bullshit?
That's... I mean,
if they're the ones taking people's memories, what if they've evolved over eons? What if they're not just beings? What if they're just... Or if they're creating... Just, I don't know. It's just...
I mean, that's...
It seems really weird.
Like I said, I'm not an expert on the Anu. So, I don't know all the ins and outs. You are making some pretty
good points. Do you have any more books on the Anu or anything else?
Yeah, we have several books on the Anu. They were our closest, not allies, but our closest.
Do you have any books on, like, interrogation tactics or maybe stuff specifically to what I like, memories?
I'll see what I can find, and I'll send it your way.
So far, this is the only thing I've found that sounds close enough to what I'm going through. I'm just saying it's just... It just seems weird. I'm just following leads, and that's the only one I got.
I completely understand.
It's a stretch, but, I mean, weirder shit has happened. We're on a fucking... I work for the government now, so weirder shit has happened.
Well, I'll look through some of my tomes, and I'll see what I can get you.
Yeah, Kurtz is just going to go back to his room and keep reading that book.
All right.
Yeah.
Get a little... page, like your beeper goes off. Yeah. Beep, 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 beep. And it's Sprocket, and you see, like, hey, come to the ship, I got some shit, and then it's a smiley face, winky face, kissy face, and then
it's a weird beeper. Right. he's gonna go find Sprocket.
All right, so she gets everybody in the room, and she's like, found another Draugr base. I think we should head there before we hit Selene.
Kurtz kind of looks, like, not shook, but he's just, like, his eyes ever. Cause like,
are you woke now?
In his mind, he's thinking, like, I know what the Black Ooze is. Like, he thinks, like, I know what the Black Ooze is. I know, like, who's behind it. But, like, he don't want to say to sound crazy, or he doesn't want to say it because he's, like, involved with the... I don't know. He's just kind of freaked out.
Well, none of my people would pick up on that, so cool. I just rolled. So, if everybody's ready to go, we can go hit this motherfucker.
Yeah, let's go.
Valric, you good?
Yeah, I'm looking up places that sell mead.
Okay.
Oh. All right, Valric, you alcoholic.
He's gonna start making toilet mead.
Functioning alcoholic. There's a difference. Alright. Off to another adventure. Just remember, calculate for a few thousand feet so we don't accidentally crash into the planet.
She's like, don't worry, I nerfed this whole ship.
Oh god.
she comes running at Kurtz with like a chair, and she's like, ah, and it hits you, and it like bounces off of you because it's nerfed.
Oh, I was going to say, Kurt freaks out and just turns around and punches her in the face.
Ah, God! Dude, hit a girl!
She startled me.
Her face is, like, covered in a Nerf mask.
And it's like...
It's like SpongeBob when he meets that bully. The bully's just like... Ah!
Squeaks.
So, next time, on Ready, Set, Roll, we will find this next Draugr base. And maybe we'll make it to the Ermite home planet of Selene. Hey, Anthony.
Do you you like good storytelling?
Love them.
Do you like to get into like a good narrative, like book, like really deep dive in?
In my snuggie under the covers, every night. Love it.
Well, the hardest thing to do at night is to read because, you know, without a light and you can't really get comfortable. You got to hold the book above your head half the time. You fucking drop the book on your face.
All day.
You know, there's an easier way to do that, right?
What is that?
You could sign up for Audible.
Oh, my God. Tell me where.
Well, Anthony, if you go to audibletrial.com/ReadySetRoll, they'll give you a free audiobook and a free 30-day trial.
Oh, man, I'm going right now.